The Tooth of Troy Flamingo. Mr. Cass, our lodger, used a cutthroat razor to shave. Every evening he would spend ages sharpening it on a leather strop. Then, the next morning, spend even longer meticulously shaving. Not just his face, but his whole skull. Mum said to him, "Have you ever tried using an electric razor? It's much quicker."
"It may be quicker," he replied, "but personally, I've always found it a most unsatisfactory experience. Apart from not being close enough, it brought me out in a most unpleasant rash. No, no, that is not for me. Using a proper razor is how I was taught to shave when I was in the army. It has served me well ever since then."
We'd never had a lodger before, but since Dad had run off with another woman, no one knew who it was or where they went, money had been very tight. The shock of Dad leaving made Mum very ill. All she wanted to do was sleep. She wouldn't shower or clean her teeth. Val, our next-door neighbour and Mum's best friend, looked after Mum as much as she could. Lloyd, Val's son, and my best friend, asked me, "Is your mum having a nervous breakdown?" "I don't think so," I said. "Your mum says she's just not herself. She says mum needs to know she's still loved." Lloyd said,
"Well, you love her, don't you?"
"Of course I do."
"Then what's her problem?"
While Mum was not herself, Val cooked my meals and washed my clothes. She also did the housework. I asked her not to tidy my bedroom, though. I could put up with my own mum snooping around, but I didn't want someone else's mum doing it. Val said to me one day, "It would have been kinder if your dad had run your mum over in a car. At least then we'd be able to see her injuries." Mum was not herself for so long, I started to wonder if she'd ever actually be herself again. But then, one day, I came home from school and she was up and dressed. The house had been cleaned, and there was a chicken casserole in the oven. It was as if Mum had returned, not just as herself, but in a revitalized, more vivid version. Val let herself in the house. Val had our street door key and Mum had hers in case of emergencies, just as Mum was dishing up dinner.
"I'm all better now," Mum told her.
"But how?" Val said.
"What's happened?"
"I'm not sure," Mum said. "I was lying in bed this morning and I felt like a cup of tea. So I came downstairs to make it. And then I thought I'd turn the radio on and I started tapping my foot to the music and the next thing I knew I was doing the washing up. And then I was in the bath, and then I was getting dressed. And then I was tidying the house and making a casserole." She smiled at Val. "You don't need to worry anymore." Val looked more worried at being told not to worry than she'd been while doing the actual worrying. A few weeks after Mum's surprising comeback, and the day after school had broken up for the summer holidays, she said to me,
"I think we might need to take in a lodger."
I said, "Oh?
Your dad's not given us any financial help, you know. We've got bills to pay, lots of them."
"But Dad's still liable, isn't he? I mean, legally."
"I don't want to get the law involved."
"But if he..."
"No, I'm not going to make him still care for us. If he doesn't want us anymore, let him go."
That evening, Mum started to write the advertisement. It took her until nearly midnight. When it was finished, she handed me a piece of paper saying,
"All the contact details will go below this. Room to rent in family home, meals provided. Ideal for single lady or gentleman. Must have regular employment and regular income. No riffraff."
The day after it appeared in the local newspaper, a middle-aged man came to see us. He was tall, immaculately dressed, in a pinstriped suit and the shiniest black leather shoes I'd ever seen, and totally bald. He said,
"Mrs. Winsley."
Mum said,
"Yes?"
"Forgive me for not phoning first, but I happen to be in the neighbourhood, so I thought I'd take a chance. I'm inquiring about your advertisement in the East London Chronicle."
"Oh, I see.
I do hope I'm not intruding."
"No, no, not at all. Please come in."
"Thank you." He stepped inside. "Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Trafford Cass."
"A pleasure to meet you, Mr. Cass."
"Likewise, Mrs. Winsley."